Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. I tell you, as we were dialed in and we're not having any problems, as soon as 8 o'clock hit, technical issues were all over the place. But guess what? Well, guess what? God's going to get the glory. The devil is a liar. So I'm telling you, we're here to have a great evening, and the topic tonight is joy in your purpose. Yes, you heard it correctly. Joy is in your purpose. And so, you know, when things like that happen, you say, okay, I understand what it is. It's coming as a distraction, but God is again going to get the glory. So again, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We want to thank our guest tonight for joining us. But before we bring her on, we're going to thank our sponsors for them sewing into this powerful, powerful platform each and every week. We have Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her books are available on your online bookstores. It is a great, great read about how God delivered her son from alcohol addiction for over 15 years. We also have Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. His CDs and his CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. He also writes jingles, and the jingle you just heard to introduce the show, he actually produced it. I wrote the words. He did the music. We have Unique Expression by Design, where they specialize in your custom products. If it's your business or personal products that you need customized, hey, Angelise Washington is there to take care of your needs, from T-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals, and much, much more. Then Rise Hair and Beauty Bar, located in Conyers, Georgia, at 1501 Highway 138 beside Golden Crust. And they're located inside of F&D Beauty. Rise specializes in anything dealing with hair or beauty, that she is your person. Anything from relaxers, twists, natural hair, quick weaves, braids, sew-ins, makeup, lashes, whatever it is, I'm telling you, she's there for you. And then finally, we have PrintTower.com, your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. And special thanks to Joan Collins with her www.duranduran.site for supporting us and sewing into this fertile ground this month. So thank you to all sponsors for the month of September. You guys are so very awesome, and I speak blessings over your businesses for sewing into this one. So, guys, I'm telling you, we have a mighty, mighty woman we are bringing on tonight. I'm going to let her introduce herself, because, see, if you hear it from her, you're going to feel the joy, the power, the pizzazz in her. So without further ado, let's welcome the platform builder herself, Dr. Renee Sunday. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Dr. Renee.
Hi, how's everybody doing? Oh, I'm so excited.
We are so happy to have you here on Fire to Inspire. How you doing?
You know what? I'm truly blessed. I'm truly blessed and honored to be here tonight with you, Aaliyah. I'm just, and words can't express how, you know, happy I am right now.
Amen, amen. So tell us, I want you to introduce to our listeners, who is Dr. Renee Sunday?
Well, now that's a question. Well, first of all, God has truly blessed me to wear a lot of hats. But the main thing I want people to know that I am a servant. I'm a servant of God. And what I do is I help people shine their light to the world. And what that is through your dreams, your passion, your goals in life, and, you know, your purpose, what you know, the reason you were created. I help you share that through media. I have a radio and TV show called Good Deeds. I'm a publisher, Sunday Publishing Company. I'm an author. I'm, of course, a minister of the word. And I actually... I help people that go through the grieving process, and also I'm actually an anesthesiologist as well.
Amen, amen. All right. I tell you, you wear so many hats, and you wear them well. Woman of God, you wear them well. Now, you just had a great birthing that took place this past Saturday. Do you want to share?
Oh, Lord, I don't know where to start. Well, we did have an awesome, oh, my God, our Manifestations Now, Believe, Trust, and Walk Out Your Destiny project was birthed. We actually had the book signing gala here in Atlanta Saturday night, and it was just amazing. It was just amazing. I mean, everybody, you know, this is what amazed me the most, that, you know, when you say Aaliyah, 6 o'clock, when you say 6 o'clock, people come, I mean, I'm just being real, people come at 6:30, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8:30. I mean, we had so many people there at 5:30. That's what really impressed me the most, that people was early, okay?
Yes.
So that was the fantastic thing about it. That the whole goal was to, you know, of course, start on time and all that. But people were there so early that we actually had to open the doors a little earlier than planned. So it was just amazing that people were dressed so nice. People had a smile on their face. And people were ready to support us. And actually, they showed up. And that's number one of supporting somebody. And it just was an amazing time. We actually had great food. Now, that food was good.
Ooh, yes, it was. It really was. It really, really was. I'm telling you, everything was good, from the salad to down to the dessert. Everything was exceptionally good. So tell us about the project Manifestations Now itself. Tell us a little bit about the project from the visionary.
Well, yes, you know, because I've had a lot of people knew and a lot of people didn't know, I've had a publishing company actually since 2013. I released a book called Sunday Grief MD, and basically what that was about is going through the grieving process from a medical perspective and, of course, from the spiritual and the practical things you need to do to go through that grieving process. But what people may not know, Aaliyah, is that process was pretty tough. We actually went through about 5 editors, and I did say 5 editors. Not because the book was written, you know, not a good, you know, not written well, but it's hard to find a Christian editor. See, that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got to make sure you got the scriptures right. You need to make sure you say it in the right tone on a spiritual side as well. And so that process was very, I'll just be honest, traumatic to me, and especially because it was about going through the grieving process myself. So it took me a minute because everywhere I go, when I was talking about the book, can you publish my book? And I kept saying, well, I know somebody. I said that for a long time. I said 2013, and now, you know, of course, it's 2016. So I actually, when my brother passed and then when I lost my job, you know, really, I went from 6 figures to 0 in one day. And one day, a lot of people had me write articles for them and different magazine blogs and, you know, my own blog. And what I realized is, all this information I'm just putting on in this circuitry that I actually need to put it in the book. But then I said, well, you know what? I actually need to make sure, because my heart is always a little to is help other people. So anyway, in the long story short, that's how we end up coming with the project of including other people in my next project, And when we got to the title, like, well, what have I been doing? and what I have been doing is God has really blessed me to see manifestations, and they've been now. Just like now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, Hebrews 11:1. And then what have we done? And I always say this all over social media, but it's my life that I had to believe and I had to trust and I had to walk out my destiny, you know. And so that's how the book became the name. And then God just sent the right people that actually wrote the chapters that actually just made the book so complete before we even got to the editing process.
Amen, amen. I'm telling each and every person that God tailor-made for that book, I mean, all of them have beautiful, beautiful hearts, beautiful, beautiful spirits. Everybody was excited. And it's about, it was definitely about being a part of the project and assignment that God called for them. No one felt, you didn't feel a competitive spirit. Everyone was just genuinely and purely walking in love and for each other. You know, and that was beautiful. That was truly, truly beautiful because you don't see that a lot, especially with seven women in one working on one project, you know. But, you know, when you're doing everything for God to get the glory, you see that kind of stuff. So that was definitely, that was beautiful. That was totally beautiful. So, Dr. Renee, tell us about the title of your chapter in the book.
Well, now my chapter, Lord have mercy. It, you know, I had so much to say in a short period of time. Because, you know, that's one thing of, you know, doing a collaboration. You have to, you know, we had to stay in certain kind of parameters. You know, we have to make sure certain points was addressed because we got to make sure we, you know, certain points was actually in the story. But my chapter actually was, it's a good place to be. It's on the potter's wheel. And pretty much that's really what I have been over my life. I practiced anesthesia now for 15 years, but I thought for 13 years that that was my purpose in life, to be part of God's plan when people come to surgeries or have procedures, you know, to provide the standard of care. But, you know, when I, you know, lost my job, not once but twice, and then I wrote the book, you know, because we didn't know back then, physicians didn't do anything, Aaliyah, in regards of social media. So that's how I got on social media. And then, you know, a young lady was saying that you're so positive on Facebook. You know, they was like, wow, how can you be so positive on Facebook? And so that's how I guess got birthed into media, because someone said that my posts need to be spread across the world. And so I go in my chapter telling people how I grew up, as my nickname was called Olive Oil. I was skinny, I was tall, and wore glasses. So I grew up a little bit with self-esteem concerns. My mom and dad would always instill in me, Aaliyah, that I was beautiful and I was wonderfully made. You know, that was always what I could go back to when someone called me Olive Oil, when someone called me skinny, when someone called me four-eyed. They even called me, Aaliyah, the Sunday school girl, the church girl. You know, I got all the different names, which now they call bullying. You know, back then, you know, we just people were saying some things. So I go in and talk about that because I grew up in poverty. People didn't think I was going to actually finish high school. They thought I was going to, you know the statistics that they give, you know, that they have out there, that I would have a baby, you know, out of wedlock, that I would be incarcerated, you know, all the things that. So I go through that, how God was the center of the foundation of my life that my parents instilled in us, and he the one, you know, kept me away from all that. Not saying I'm all good, because I'm not, but I had my own trials and tribulations, of course, that I had to go through, but God has been the one that has steered the people around me to push me into my destiny. So I go through that to let people know that they're not alone if they have self-esteem concerns. And then, of course, when you lose your job, you lose your loved one, you can still pass forward in that. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to forget them. You're still going to want them to be there. And, you know, we know that they in heaven enjoying themselves. You're not going to forget that. But the thing is, I wanted to let people know that you can go past that and you can actually see the light in this experience, meaning that you can actually overcome a thing that God actually can give you that peace that you can actually have a testimony to somebody else.
Amen, amen. So how do you think that, so your you're dealing with their brother's death was the one that impacted you the most to actually pull this out of you, your title.
Yeah, because, you know, that was a hard experience, Aaliyah. I'll be honest. I tell people, even actually at the gala, it's always kind of touch and go. I kind of try to prep my family whenever I have events because that's actually a pivotal, just like you said, point that actually pushed me on into my destiny and my sister and my whole family as well. But, you know, it's still emotional at times. Actually, if anyone paid a real close, that it was a lot of tears at times during the event that we still, we miss him. I mean, of course we miss him. But what I realized, our family came closer together. We actually bonded more together, and, of course, we leaned and depended on God because that was a hurting thing. It's always a joke in the family now that everybody lost weight, but I was the one to gain weight. You know? And I was very privileged and honored that I was able to take off a month from work. I know a lot of people may not have that, but you got to take some time that you can actually make sure you have, you know, kind of whatever feelings, emotions you have, you know, if you are having trouble with your weight, that you actually kind of have that in somewhat of a balance. And especially, you know, the career I do is anesthesia. You want someone to be, you know, their mental state need to be stable, okay? Because you put somebody to sleep. So, you know, the great thing, again, my family and my friends, we bonded together, and I just had some friends that I could just talk to. And one great therapy I had was, Aaliyah, was journaling. And guess what? That book, that ended up being a book. I mean, of course, it helped me and it helped my family, you know, through the process, but it actually helped so many people. One story that I always remember, a lady that her mom passed 10 years prior, you know, again, that was in 2013, and she said that, you know what, I actually can live. I just felt so guilty that I actually shouldn't have happiness, that I shouldn't actually be happy because my mom had passed. And I'm like, wow. She had been holding that in for 10 years, and when she saw in the book, I call it a light experience. When you have that light experience, you know your family member, no matter if they died traumatically or they had cancer or they died in their sleep, they want you to enjoy life. They want you to get off the couch, get out the bed, and actually pursue your purpose in life. And so she actually now is doing some amazing things. That particular story just stays in my heart all the time. But so many people have said that it has affected their lives. And that's the most important thing that people need to realize. If it affects one person, you've done your job.
Exactly. That is so, so very true. You've had so many beautiful things, so many blessings come your way. You just won something recently, I think last month or the previous month. What was that?
Oh, what I won last month? I'm be
Audience Choice Award.
Oh yeah! Oh my God! Oh, I cannot forget that. Now that was oh my God! I'm excited because let me just be real, because I know you have a lot of ladies that's in your audience. One thing, as I said earlier, you know, the self-esteem concerns. Actually, I had the awesome opportunity when I was in college. Since I was so tall and thin, I had an opportunity to actually model. A lot of people don't know that I used to be a model in college. And I always remember one event that I modeled. I had to model a swimming suit in front of my father. Oh, my God. My father was in the audience. And, you know, it wasn't these swimming suits that ladies do now, you know, real cut, you know, da-da. You know, it was presentable, you know, like, and it was so embarrassing. And then, lo and behold, my dad won the raffle. So it's kind of like a joke in the family now that that my dad won the raffle that night at the event. But, you know, I haven't really, that guilt I have kind of left, you know, kind of put on the back burner, if you will. And one of my wonderful friends, she nominated me for Miss Corporate America. Now, the great thing with Miss Corporate America, we didn't have to do the swimsuit, but you have to do some sport event. You have to actually go up and say a little tag about yourself. And it's so funny, Aaliyah, I went up and said that I actually put people to sleep by day. Now, what did I say? I said I put people to sleep by day, and I wake people up in their purpose by night. So it was. So I really had got the audience. The audience kind of, you know, they liked the dress that I had on. Actually, even we did the dance. It was like I was dancing. So it was kind of nice. But I actually won the audience choice because they, you know, they bite. They vote to like American Idol kind of thing. They vote on who is the audience choice award. And so it was so much fun to be around with the ladies. Because I thought, and I'll be honest and transparent, I thought I had lost it in that area in regards to modeling and actually having that posture to be able to be in a pageant. So if anybody have an opportunity, you're not too old. It's fun, and it's actually a way to bond with your fellow ladies that you actually have to help each other, because you have to help each other throughout the whole process, because if you don't get the dance, if somebody's off in the dance, everybody looks bad. So it actually was a great opportunity that I actually had to represent, you know, Conyers, Georgia. So it was very nice. I had a great time. It was in Orlando, Florida, so it was, you know, it was very nice to take a lot of pictures. And and a lot of people ask me about that a lot, and it was so much fun to actually do that. Looking back on your past, and I had trouble in the past with self-esteem as a child, and see where I am now, that I let people know, don't worry about your past. That's why the rearview mirror is small, and the front of the car is a big mirror, because you don't want to dwell on that. You want to actually move forward in life.
Right. I love it. So the topic tonight is joy in your purpose. Now, what does that topic itself mean to you?
Well, actually, what it, you know, the thing that I want people to understand that, you know, everything is not going to be the backstory of it, that you don't, everything is not going to be a bed of ease, as the old people say. Everything is not going to be happiness all the time. You will have, you know, one thing I like about the beach is looking at the waves, because someday you'll be on the top of the wave. You know, the same day you may be below. But you got to have what's called as joy. Joy is not happiness. Joy is something you have all the time, because, you know, certain times you will have trials and tribulations, some things that may hurt you to your core. You know, people, you know, and you have to be delivered from people. That's very important. You just can't have that. But you got to have joy in your purpose, because you know that you are impacting somebody else. I had the awesome opportunity of asking T.D. Jakes that question. How does he feel where he is now in regards of impacting other people? I mean, when he's at home and all the lights are down, how does he feel? And it really, he paused a minute. He said he's very grateful, and he doesn't take it for granted. And I actually can take that from him as well. I don't take it for granted, the scale that I'm on. I'm very grateful. Like the event the past weekend, people said I was real quiet. Because I was so blessed and I was so happy to help somebody else that the authors, they didn't even know they were best-selling authors. I mean, they were so shocked they really couldn't respond. So, I kind of joy. And then several people came up to me and my team and was appreciative and wanted to know when the next project's coming, how they can actually publish their book. And so I don't take it for granted. Of where I am and my purpose. You got to continue to have that joy of your purpose, and everybody needs to do this, regardless of what capacity you're in. You got to have joy, because you got to have joy in order to move to the next level.
Amen. I love that, because so many times people don't understand who they are, and I say this all the time, Dr. Renee. I say, if you don't know who you are, you don't know your true identity. So if you don't know who you are, anyone can tell you anything and take you anywhere. But when you understand who you are, a person can't mislead you or take you anywhere that you don't want to go, because you understand who you are and whose you are, you know? So I tell you, I love it. This weekend, when you announced to those ladies that they were best-selling authors, they, like, they were just like, oh, my gosh. But when you said, well, guys, we really knew this a long time ago because we went best-selling in 2 hours. Now, that is the first I ever heard of that. Best-selling Amazon authors in 2 hours, never heard of that kind of that type of time frame. I'm like, is this, oh, my goodness. That, congratulations on that.
That's all God. That's all God.
Yeah.
Of course, the team, we did have we had our ducks in a row. I just say that.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had a plan or strategy that we actually that we did. And people have been waiting on the book. It floored us, to be honest, with the pre-orders, when we put the pre-orders up, that, we had to call Amazon, and honestly, to say, hurry up with our book. But we actually, when the book went up, and it's so funny, because especially Jamila and Nicole, I inboxed them and said, when we uploaded that book, I am truly having contractions. That's what I felt. I felt like I had, and I don't have kids, so I'm thinking, okay, what's wrong with my tummy? My stomach.
Mm.
And they said, you burping something. You burping. This is going out to the world. And I wanted to be the one to push the button that you uploaded.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the couch trying to push the button, and my team is just laughing at me because I'm up here having contractions, so it's kind of funny. But and then I'm like, man, I'm really having contractions on this. And, it was all glory to God when we were looking at it, because you can look at Amazon to see how many people have bought the book, and next thing boom, you're bestseller. And we actually did it in 3 categories. So it just was glory
wow.
to God. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, we were on the same page as some of the big people. The George Meyer, we was on the same page as T.D. Jakes and all that. I'm like, Lord, look at him. I mean, because our book is about manifestation. So, the book's
right.
about law of attraction. They were kind of on the same page as ours. So it's kind of like, oh, my God. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, congrats again on that. Many times, excuse me, many times you hit a certain age and you feel like, I'm too old for this. But like you said a while ago, when you won that portion in that pageant here recently, you're never too old to pursue. You're never too old to start dreaming or dream again, because many times we dream when we're young, and then life happens, and, you start living, and I don't know if you forget to dream or you don't really pursue them anymore. But what would you say to that person that is 50 years old and they're saying, well, I might be too old to do this. What would you say to that person?
Well, let me tell you, because in my story, Leah, I thought I had it going, I really thought I had it going on that I, in my career and, in anesthesia. I've heard several people, I'm trying to see, I want to give people their credit where it's due. If it wasn't T.D. Jakes, it was Pastor Clifford Dollar said that you really start living at 50. Especially now with so many people delaying having families, having kids, or, getting married because they're in school or they're trying to work, that, I feel like a teenager now. I mean, I'm not 50 yet, amen, but, I mean, really, that you really have started your life. I mean, we know in the Bible that, the men in the Bible, in the latest as well, they were 80 and 90 years old when God gave the promises to, to Abraham, and, brought them down. And you know what Sarah did? We women don't want to really do that, at 90-something years old. But the thing is, you do have that dream inside. And I want to say this quicker because it's in my spirit. A lot of times we don't pursue things because what's in our head, meaning I could have let Aaliyah, me growing up, and I'm going to just say it like it is, growing up in the hood, I could have let you know, having the same clothes, having one pair of shoes, getting all my clothes from my sister as a hand-me-down, I could have let that hold me back. You know, I could have did that. But my parents weren't going to let me. My parents made sure they instilled in me the word of God, saying I was beautiful, I was wonderfully made, that I could do whatever I put my mind to. Now, maybe you say, well, I didn't grow up with a parent instilling that in you. But it doesn't matter. At this stage, if you read the literature, I'm fortunate, and I'm going to say unfortunate, or it could be fortunate, how you perceive it. 97% of the world have had some kind of dysfunction in life. Now, I would like to meet that 3% when I read that statistic, because I don't think I've met anybody that haven't had some kind of something. I'm going to just say something, because I don't like to say the word dysfunction. That's the word they use in the study. But we've all been through something. No matter what your economic basis of your ethnicity, we've all been through something. So we got to get that fear out of there, Aaliyah. Get that fear away and reach out to somebody. Reach out to somebody and say, you know what? I want to start a business. Reach out to somebody. I want to be like you, Aaliyah. I want a radio show. I want to do some, you know, write a children's book. I want to do that. I mean, you got to step out. You know, Martin Luther King says, if you see the first step, don't worry about the rest of the staircase, the steps. It will come. But you got to step out in faith to say, I want to do this. Nobody knows unless you say it. You know, do not let that fear hold you back. That's what it is, that fear. And we know what they say, the little, you know, tag on that fear is, you know, fear is, what is it, evidence appears real. False evidence appears real. Mm-hmm. But we can't do that. But we've done that so long. We got to get it. Because guess what, Aaliyah? Somebody's waiting on you. Somebody's waiting on the listening audience. They are waiting on you to help them through the problems that they have in life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You are so right. You know, so many times, you know, people arrive, so to speak, and they don't reach back and tell somebody else, hey, let me show you how I did this, or let's collaborate. Because people are so competitive in society today, they're not really doing a lot of collaborations. And one of the things I love, when I went to the Men of Vision event in April, they said, we're doing a collaboratunity. And I said, collaboratunity? And they were saying it's an opportunity for collaboration. And so they made a word up at that event that day. And I just thought that was so powerful. You know, they said it was an opportunity for them to collaborate. And they took it. And they were all from different areas. And, you know, it was beautiful. It was truly beautiful. And I just thank God for being able to be one of the media sponsors at your event and other events such as that. It has been so beautiful to see things such as this, see God's hand in it all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you
Amen.
Know, people need to take that opportunity. I mean, you can go shaking your boots and feeling scared, you know, because all of us get a little scared is different from fear. Just keep moving, and then before you know it, the lights come on and you doing it.
That is so very true. So very true. And, you know, when you first start doing anything that's not in your comfort zone, you know, of course you're going to be nervous. That's a part of it. But at the end of the day, when you do what he's called you to do, there's so much joy and peace in it, you know, so much. I remember telling several people, you know, I could have had a day just busy running, and it's on a, you know, day that I do my show, and it's about an hour before the show. Then I get into my worship, and honey, by the time the show comes at 8, I have this strength. It's like a supernatural strength that God gave me. Like it's just a brand new day. Like I just woke up afresh, you know. And that's the kind of joy that I have, because I'm walking in my purpose. I'm walking in the call that he's called me to. You understand?
That's true. I really believe in that.
So Dr. Sunday, do you have some other upcoming events that we can be looking out for so we can come and support?
Well, actually what we're doing, we actually are working on some things for the nonprofit, the Sunday Foundation. We're actually Going to go out in the community and help people. And, you know, we don't do this just for holidays, but we're going to actually have some things here local in Atlanta that we can help families. Because, you know, the important thing is everybody wants to have a turkey. You can say what you want to say, but somebody want a turkey or a hen or something
right.
like that and something similar to dressing, okay? We want that on the holidays. And we're going to actually make sure, you know, people, families have that. And, of course, no matter what you believe, every child wants to open something for Christmas. And so we're going to actually be angels for that. And, you know, if you know anybody that actually needs that, you can, you know, contact us for that. And then 2017 is blowing up very kind of big here. I'm actually, a lot of people have contacted me and said that they want to be a radio personality or be a media personality in general. So we actually coaching a lot of people in that and getting them to mm-hmm. have their own platform. Amen. Mm-hmm. So that I'm excited about that. And we're going to actually, the Sunday Enterprises is actually going to do our first annual Women's Pastors and Leaders Conference here in Atlanta in March. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. Oh, my God, we're so excited about that. But, you know, I really like helping people and collaborating with other people. So, you know, just, you know, give us a shout if you have something coming up that you need, you know, if you need media or if you need someone to speak or if you need someone just a behind-the-scenes kind of thing to kind of give you some ideas of what to do. You know, I love doing that. I love hosting events if you need someone to MC or if you need someone to just say, hey, you know, that may not look so good, we can do that as well because we want everybody to do things in the spirit of excellence. So I'm actually, you know, you have to be, and the word says you got to know how to be a base and be on a base. So you need to know how to, and I interpret that, and this is my own interpretation, that you need to know how to respond when you're in front of the camera and outside the camera. And that's my way of saying that. You need to know how to ask people for help and then also to ask for the right people for help. So we're just in an expectation mode, Aaliyah. That's what, well, it's good to be.
Yes. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to open up the phone lines and see if we have any people with some questions or comments. Because I'm telling you, you are a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of wisdom, and a true blessing to many. And so the title that you have, Platform Builder, is definitely applicable to who you are. All right, so guys, if you dialed in and listen, you're listening at 929-477-2178, press 1, and you can actually ask your question now, or if you have a comment, press 1, you can ask your question now. Thank you so much to our listeners on our sister station at Christian World Radio Network. We thank you so much for listening in. So if you all are listening through the Semi World Radio Network, we appreciate you. But the pressing 1 is actually coming through 929-477-2178. Let's see here. I see one. I don't know if this person has their open, but we will ask them. We have you live with us. It looked like you just won a little while ago. You have area code 267, ending in 5193. Did you have a question or comment for Dr. Sunday or myself? Good evening. I don't think they realized they pressed the 1. Guys, if you have a question or comment, press 1, and we will bring you live with us. I'm telling you guys, if you were not there on Saturday, it was just phenomenal opportunity to just be there, you know, and be a part of that great historic event, because it was simply marvelous. Everybody looked wonderful. Everyone was just, it was just beautiful. I can't give you another word to describe it, but simply beautiful. So, Dr. Sunday, for the person that says, you know what, I need to follow this lady, and tell us a little bit first. Well, we actually have a caller, but tell us real quickly, and we'll take this caller. Tell us how they can follow you on Good Deeds.
Well, the easiest way for the radio and TV is two ways. One is the website, which is www.reneesunday.com. If you want specifically for the radio show, that's www.gooddeedsradio.com.
Okay. All right. We got a live caller. Here we go. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You have Dr. Renee and Aaliyah. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Dr. Sunday. Hi, Aaliyah. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Hey.
I'm good. I just called in. I just got back to New York, so I just called in and say, hey, I was listening for a little bit and just wanted the callers to know that it was a wonderful experience and, you know, God was in the midst from the beginning and he's just doing some new things.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And you are totally right and on point, and I thank God for you being a part of this collaboration and this project, and I thank God for the opportunity to have met you as well.
Same here. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, well, thanks for tuning
thank
in.
You,
we appreciate
Nicole.
You. I tell you, I'm telling you, everyone had such beautiful spirits. It was awesome. It was simply marvelous. So, Dr. Sunday, with good deeds, you do tell us like the day and the time, so you know, giving some plug-ins.
Well, you know, thank you, Lynn. You're just a blessing. What we do on Good Deeds is we actually more of a motivational, inspirational. We want to bring, you know, help people share their, you know, their message with the world. I mean, of course, mm-hmm. your products and services, but we actually want to know, you know, we want to know more about the person, you know, as well, because that's how you sell your products and services, if people, you know like, and trust the person that's behind it. And so what we do live broadcasts on Monday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we only do it for about 30 minutes. But every day we're actually on 107.5 local here in Atlanta at 9 a.m. And that's every morning, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And then in the mm-hmm. afternoons we're on Praise Factor at 3:30 on Wednesday and Thursday. So it's amazing that on Thursday I'm on three times. We're on three times in one day there. And also the TV show, depending on kind of where you are, but we always on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. If you're actually overseas, it's like 2 a.m. on Monday night. But the key is if you get to the website, you can see all our archives with the radio and TV show. And what we do is we just, you know, sort of like, you know, just like you do, Aaliyah, we just love talking to people, seeing what their message is and what they purpose that they're doing in life, to just give them exposure on the things that they're doing.
Definitely, definitely. We have another call. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You have Dr. Renee and Ms. On Friday Inspire. Who do we have?
Good evening. This is Prophetess Angel Henderson.
Hi, Prophetess Angel.
Hey, On Fire to Inspire. Hey, Dr. Renee Sunday.
Hey, how you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored. I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed the event on Saturday, and just personally, we had to leave to go to a sickle cell event because September Sickle Cell Awareness a month too, and so we had to leave before we got a chance to speak to you, and thank you for inviting us, me and my husband, to the event, but we greatly appreciate it, and it was beautiful. I've never seen anything quite like that for a book expo, so that was amazing. I think what you're doing is absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank you. All glory to God. And thank you. Thank you so much that you guys had an opportunity to attend. And, you know, it was all God. I can't, you know, I'm not going to even start to take any credit of it. You know, the thing is, you got to be a vessel that he can actually put you know, as the kids say, download stuff in that you can actually birth it. You know, to help other people. You know what I'm saying? Because, you
yes,
know, I think
ma'am.
My spiritual mom made a asked a question. I don't know if you were there when she asked that question. She said, well, why you just didn't do this by yourself? You know, you could have been best-selling author, you know, twice. You know, you've already
wow.
you know, you've done it once. You can do it twice. You could have did it all by yourself. But you know what? That ain't what he downloaded in me, if you will. He wanted me to actually... Now, me, I don't know if y'all have heard this part. I actually wanted to have 9 people. That was me, my human side. But when God brought the people to me, it kind of we did a double take and said, guess what? That's 7. It was 7 ladies. And you know what
wow.
7 is all about. And then we birthed the book in September.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Hallelujah. You know, the ninth month. So anyway, it's all God. I'm not going to put my name nowhere on that. It's just a glory to him. And I'm so glad that all the ladies was able to make it. It just, I was so cool
yeah.
inside. My makeup artist was, you know, said, don't cry. Please don't cry. Don't cry. You know, I was just so full. That I was so full that I was so happy all of them made it, and they were so beautiful. Everybody had
mm-hmm.
was so beautiful, and you know, we actually kept a secret from them with the best-selling author, and they couldn't hardly compose themselves when they came up and got the certificate. So I just glad that God put me in the midst that I can actually help other people. And, you know, and this will actually be a great stepping stone for them to do wonderful and more and more things in their life. So I'm just glad that people actually was there, and I'm so glad that you were there to experience that, because that'll allow, that you know, what it is a catalyst to push other
mm-hmm.
people to their purpose
yes,
in life.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. It was amazing. And the Bible says, give honor. And where honor is due. So I still honor you tonight and all the ladies that were involved in writing the book and just for being obedient to the Holy Ghost, because you could have just did it your way, but you did it God's way. And God knows who to choose and who to use. He knows who's going to give him his glory and his honor and his praise back. And I just getting excited and all over again just listening to you talk and your excitement. For Jesus and all that he's doing is that's just, you know, amazing. I can see how you are a catalyst and how you are
mm-hmm.
a platform builder and helping people launch out, because you have the charisma, you have the spirit, you have the joy
mm-hmm.
and the peace within you to help others. And that's what God is looking for in these times.
Mm-hmm.
So I applaud you, you know, and I honor you. And I have a right to do that, and you got to accept it, whether you want to or not. And God still get all the glory and all the praise, you know, out of you. You know, he still get all the glory,
yes.
out of praise, because that's what he wants us to do, continue to let our light shine no matter where we go and what we do. As long as we're doing that, he's getting the glory out of our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much for dialing in.
You're welcome. Love you guys. Y'all have a blessed night.
You too, now.
You too. Oh, God.
Amen. I tell you, this has been a year for you. I mean, can you, like, are you pinching yourself to see if you're actually dreaming?
Girl, go. You better. Yes. Yes, amen. Yes, yes. You know, and the thing that a lot of people didn't see behind the scenes that a lot of people at the event, I kind of mentioned it briefly, but a lot of people said, well, what's next? What's next after Sunday? What's next? I guess it kind of got out, you know, a little bit. You know, we will continue the Manifestations Now
mm-hmm.
series. We you kind of cool off a little bit, and then you
mm-hmm.
You get back up, but it will be a, you know, Manifestations Now for
mm-hmm.
different, you know, for business owners, Manifestations
mm-hmm.
Now for kids, you know, Manifestations
mm-hmm.
Now, you know, whatever you kind of, for women, you know, it actually going to
mm-hmm.
be a whole series of that. And actually, I wrote an affirmation book and journal book to go with the book, and that actually will be hidden. It'll be hidden in the next week here, next week or two, on more of a Kindle version. We do have it in the print, but it'll be more of the Kindle. Because going through this, you got to speak the word, just like, you know, that what she just said, Apostle Henderson just said, we actually got to, you got to speak the word to keep your mind right. So the actual affirmations and scriptures that we meditated on during the project and the journals of spacing, that actually will be out pretty soon here. So God is so good. God is so good. Yeah, you're right. I pinch myself every now and then to make sure I'm still breathing.
Now, you were ordained as a minister. That was earlier this year, right?
It's been December of last year. So it's actually about to be a year. But, you know, my pastor always says, Pastor Edwards said, you know, that just actually was a piece of paper. You know, you've been ministering, you know, pretty much all your life. And, is so interesting because, you look back. I had people maybe 10 years ago say, "Well, when you gonna do your trial sermon? When you gonna be a pastor?" You know, people have spoke apostleship and you know all those things over my life. And you look back and you say, But you know what? God has to perfect the thing in you. You know, He has to get all the crazy stuff out because I can't worry about what people say about me. I can't worry about if people say thank you and people, you know, don't say thank you. I have to stay focused on God. And the things I've gone through, losing the job, losing my brother, reinventing myself, that's what, you know, corporate America call it. But I had to be refined in order for him to be able to trust me to say what he said through me and not say what I want to say. So it's amazing when I get up there. One of my good friends, when I came off the stage the first time I ministered, she said, "Well, you ain't found your purpose. Now what you going to do with the rest of the stuff?" So I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to let God put it where it needs to be. You see what I'm saying?
Right. You're going to let him be God.
And we're going to let him put it. Yeah, let him be God. I mean, my thing is it'll all fall in place. Or he will give me a direction that I need to eliminate certain things in my life. But it, you know, but he will put somebody in that place to take care of that boy. That's the way I look at it.
Yes, I agree. I'm telling you, I'm still in awe of what occurred on Saturday. I'm just in awe because, you know, you go to events, but you see so much that is not unique and sincere, with the best way of saying it. But everything is just so, everybody was just so sincere. Every lady in that 7-person panel just has a beautiful heart of love. And that was just beautiful in itself, just beautiful in itself. And again, I'm so honored that you asked me to be one of the media sponsors. And so I thank God for that opportunity. And I thank you.
Hello?
Yes. Okay. I was going to say, did we lose you?
Okay.
All right. Now, so what would you like to leave with the listeners tonight? If there's something that, you know, you really want to hit home to them, what do you want to leave with them?
Now, that's a great question. First of all, if it's okay, Leah, I do want to, just as Angela said, I want to give honor what honor is due. I really salute you. I'm really very proud of you. When I've met you, we've met in person, and of course on this past weekend, I just thank you so much for being in your purpose and not stopping. And you know, as I say, don't stop, get it. But we just thank you for continuing to move higher and higher in God. And I really want to say that. You have a wonderful platform. And if you need me for anything, you know, please don't hesitate to contact me. Actually, we don't stay that far apart, so we don't have an excuse. But what I want to say is, You know, you've noticed tonight we've had a lot of laughter. The world in general, with so much going on, you know, in the world, with the, you know, what's going on, the elections, you know, the things going on in North Carolina, and, you know, something happened similar in Birmingham a couple of days ago. There's so much going on, but what we have, and the world in general, have lost hope. But we need to remember that God still is in control.
Mm-hmm.
You may feel like he isn't, but he is in control, and we have to focus on him. And it's a reason that you were born, and it's a reason that you are still here on earth. And you do have a purpose. The dreams that you have inside, the reason you can't sleep at night because you want to start your business, you want to have a radio show, you want to have a hair salon, whatever it may be. You want to write a book. You want to say, "That's son, I want to be in the collaboration. I want to write my own book." You know, whatever it may be. You want a children's book like Aaliyah. You want a radio platform. Whatever it may be, it can happen. And I love to say this, and it's so true. The three things you got to do, you got to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to believe that it'll happen. You got to trust the process. You got to reach out to somebody and say, "Hey, I need help. I need you to help me with this." And, you know, the last thing, you got to walk it out. That means you got to have some kind of action. You just can't sit on the couch. You can't sit in your house. You can't go to an event and don't speak to nobody. You got to get some cards and action and talk to the person. So you got to do the three, believe, trust, and walk it out. You got to do those. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you're walking on in your purpose. And you look back, you're like, look where the Lord has brought me. And he can do it for you, the people that's listening. He's done it. He's doing it every day. And if you're not an exception, it can happen for you. Manifestations happen every second of the day. And it's happening to you right now, but you don't realize it because you're breathing, that you actually have somewhere to stay. You have some food to eat. But the manifestations, they are now. But you got to receive it. And that's what I want to say, Aaliyah. But I thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And thank you so much for joining us on Friday and Friday night. We definitely have to have you back because I know there's going to be some greater works in the midst. So we appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, guys, if you joined the call and you joined the broadcast late, at any of, if you missed any of this interview, you definitely want to go back and listen to the recording. I'm telling you, Dr. Renee has truly been a blessing, and she got that title well. Platform builder, she is just that. Her energy, her enthusiasm, and the love that she has for people and the love she has for God is genuine. And I'm telling you, you know, you would, if you would have been there at the Manifestation Now gala, you would have definitely experienced the goodness and the fullness of God and being able to see it tangibly through the life of people, because every person that God chose for that project, you felt the love of God through each and every one of them. So I'm, again, honored to have been a part of that that historic event. Guys, I tell you, there are some great things coming up. If you are in the Conyers area, they are having an author's expo. And yes, I have been invited back on next Saturday. So if you're in the Conyers area, I will be at the Rockdale Library next, I think, Saturday. It's from 2 to 4, I think is what they asked me. They just asked me yesterday, so I can't recall it. But check out my Facebook page. I'll be posting information about it. But come out and support. I will have books on hand. I will have the children's book, a learning book just for me. I have On Fire to Inspire, the paperbacks. You can always get the Kindle and Amazon copies if you are the ebook person. And then we have audio CDs available for On Fire to Inspire for that busy person that say, "I don't have time to sit down and read a book, but I need to be inspired." And one thing about On Fire to Inspire, the book and the show, is everything that God said to do, I walked in obedience. And as a result, I'm not giving me glory, I'm giving him glory. And in that obedience, so many lives have been touched, so many lives have been blessed, not by what I'm doing by myself, but by the people that God have allowed me to bring on, like Dr. Renee tonight. I interviewed every person on the cast this month. I have one more person that was unable to be interviewed, but we're going to get her on. But I'm telling you, like I say each and every week, you know, my guests and I are like Mary. And you, are, as the listener, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the recording, you are Mary. And if you're not walking in your purpose, you're just existing and you're just settling, God says the time is now, no more settling. So what happens is Mary, my guest and I, are speaking, and as we speak, your baby begins to jump, and you can no longer sit still on what God has placed in you. You've got to birth that baby. Many of you have multiple gifts. Many of you have multiple talents, so think it not strange. God has equipped you to birth every talent, gift, and ability that he's placed in you. Yes, you are qualified. He's already pre-qualified you. He's qualified you to live the life that you currently live, but guess what? He's already pre-qualified you for the life he's called for you to live. And it's just time for you to trust him. Like, I was about to call you Pastor Dan Apostle. like she said, Minister Dr. Renee said, it is time for you to trust him. You know, I'm telling you, if you're sitting in your comfort zone, then you're not truly trusting him. But if you come out of that comfort zone and let him be him, I'm telling you, I had been in IT for 15 years, and then when I got that layoff, I said, okay, God, all right, I went and walked out on faith, so what is it that you're calling me to do? And when he called me to write that book, I told him, no, I can't do this, because this ain't who I am. I'm a children's author. How are you going to tell your father, your creator, who you are? He created you, but I'm telling him who I am. And he said, daughter, if you come out of that box, then you're going to take me out of the box. And there are so many people that you'll be able to bless with that. And so as I decided to walk into obedience, I heard him audibly say to me, there are too many lives tied into your obedience. And when you hear God audibly and tangibly tell you, speak to your spirit and say, there are too many lives, then you got to walk in obedience. I don't want anybody's blood on my hands. And so I've had so many people, as a result of the obedience, saying, you don't know how much you've blessed me. You don't know where you brought me from. I've had men and women. Some people are called to women. I'm called to everybody. And I've had people tell me, you don't know where I was before I met you. You don't understand what type of impact you made in my life. You don't understand that I was suicidal prior to meeting you. So you don't understand that there is someone, and I need you to hear me clear, that there is someone waiting for you to come out your comfort zone and walk in every gift, talent, and ability that he's equipped you with. So like she said, if you're that person that's supposed to be baking cakes, you be that best cake baker. If you're supposed to be doing your own catering business, writing your own book, whatever it is that he's placed in you, don't sit on it any longer, because somebody's waiting for you. And as my buddy, Dr. Womack says, my brother, my kingdom brother says, he said, you're the aspirin for someone's headache. And I love that. I've never heard it prior to him saying that. But you never know who you're blessing. And I know several years ago, I put on a book writers conference, and I know it's time to do it again. But I met a lady a couple of years later at the library. We were both getting ready to do story times. And she said, Aaliyah Butler, oh, my God, oh, my God. You would have thought I was a celebrity. And she said, Aaliyah, if it wasn't for you, this would not have been a part. And she showed me the book that she had written as a result of coming to my book writers conference. So, guys, you look out for that in 2017, because God's been placing that in my heart. I created everything. My laptop was stolen. And so I had to start over because I hadn't backed it up. And so, God, look for that in 2017. It's coming, and I'm going to make sure that it happens. But, you know, if you have a desire to write a book, you know, it's time for you to do whatever God has placed in you. The time is now. Now in Spanish is I order. So it's time. Now is the time. Now is the time to trust God like never before. Now is the time to walk in everything he's called you to. Trust him like never before. And I promise you, you will see things you've never seen. Come out of that comfort zone and trust God. I'm Aaliyah Butler. I'm here every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell your friends, tell your family, because it's time for us to stop existing and start living the life that God created for us to live. The books, again, are available on Amazon, Kindle, paperback, and audio. You can go to those options. You can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We are continuing our sponsorship. If you want to be a sponsor of the show, it's $25 for the entire month. God said it's not about money. It's about visibility. So as you sow into this fertile ground, I speak blessings, and I pray that God blesses your business and you get the exposure that you wouldn't have gotten on your own. So, again, it's only $25 a month. You can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. I am Aaliyah Butler. I have been I'm telling you, excited about what God is about. I am excited about what God is about to do in you, for you, and through you. Don't sit on it. I'll talk to you guys next week. But On Fire to Inspire, I love you. Walk in every gift, talent, and ability. Good night.